from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You know, I really didn't think the NFL was really truly a possibility until this my 2023 season. You know, in the previous years, I felt like I had did all right. I felt that I probably didn't get noticed enough, but I just was playing ball. I think, you know, after the Florida game last season and even getting into our last couple games of the season at Kentucky, I think I just started to realize, okay, I think this is a possibility the way I've been playing and just the way I've been having fun playing ball again.
Ray Davis, Bills running back Ray Davis, joining Mike Shope yesterday. If you missed that, you can find that on our website, WGR550.com. Okay, so we have got a couple of players we know have been waived. Not Ray Davis.
Oh, that was
Tyrell Shavers.
Yeah.
Xavier Johnson, Mike Edwards. Offensive
lineman. Ben DiNucci. Kareem Jackson.
Before you got to Kareem Jackson, I was going to say SMH McDermott gutting the offense again. McDermott goes like, all right, let's cut these offensive guys quick.
Yeah.
You get out of here. We need 11 defensive tackles.
Big Eve 11 offensive players and 42 defensive players.
No, I'm kidding. 803-0550, our number. The Jordan Matthews game in a moment. More calls in a moment. One thing on the chain gang, the NFL's announced they will not use the Hawkeye technology. Hot take from me. Ready?
Yep.
That's totally fine. The Hawkeye technology was not spotting the ball. It was only drawing a line from the sideline to where the ball was.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason they would probably scrap it is because it wasn't working well enough. It wasn't fast.
Well, they also,
in the preseason, it was not fast.
It wasn't fast.
So the big complaint is now the guys are going to run out and measure with chains. I don't care. It's fine. It's totally fine.
I also feel like they're just not doing it right now because the problem was the in-stadium. Like, they couldn't get it, the technology or whatever, they couldn't get it up on the board quick enough. So, won't they fix bugs in the system?
And maybe have it for next year.
And maybe also add in the spot of the ball?
I think the spot
of
the ball.
To me, that's when you do it, is when you have the capability to add the spot of the ball.
The spot
and
of the ball.
And can do it within 10 seconds.
It's not impossible. I know there are our medical and technological marvels every day. Spot of the ball is going to have to be worked with player tracking and, not to be ridiculous here, but the ability to know where the ball is when knees go down. And if that's chips in knee pads or just mapping of players.
Yeah, I was going to say mapping of
map
players.
Map the players digitally on the screen. Like, that seems farther away. And that's not what it was ever promised. It was just, we won't have to measure.
Aren't they already doing that with, like, player tracking with speeds and stuff? Aren't they kind of already doing
it? They are tracking,
like,
but yeah, I don't know if it's down to the specific moment a knee touches. That might be more difficult. Steve in Texas. Hey, Steve, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I'm optimistic that Davidson's going to make the roster. I think when he reached behind him and made that one-handed catch, that was his ticket to sneak on. I think for tight ends, though, he's more of a Gesicki comparable. He's not really built, like Reggie Gilliam or Quentin Morris. I think those two players are pretty interchangeable.
Right.
I wouldn't be surprised if Gilliam. I feel like that's the same player almost. Like, we don't need both of them on the team. And as far as fullbacks go, I mean, Gilliam, I think he's still kind of even small for a fullback. It's not like Ricard. Davidson is something for offense that they just don't have, a really tall tight end that can catch.
And that's that is Kincaid.
It's Kincaid.
Kincaid is definitely that.
He's the Kincaid backup, maybe, because, right, the way Davidson is described is he's a 6'7 tight end that can't block.
And Kincaid is 6'6.
Right. So is he
6'5? And Kincaid is very tall.
Is he a Gesicki type? I actually don't mind that comparison. But how often is he getting on the field to throw him the ball? Isn't it? So maybe that is true. Maybe he's the Kincaid backup.
It's important. Thanks, Steve. You have anything else? Or you want to?
No, that's it. Okay. I just you know, he's 6'7", and I'd rather have him on the field than MVS if the play mattered.
That might be an MVS point. It's funny. I should try and find who did this, but I read a big long thing about tight ends and pass catching tight ends and how the league has fallen in love with a lot of these pass catching tight ends. And the Bills drafted Kincaid, and Kincaid looks like a heck of a pass catching tight end. He's not a top five guy yet. There are a lot of guys right. like Kincaid.
There's a projection that Kincaid will be a top five guy.
Yeah. Like, for Kincaid to be as good at his job as Diggs was at his, is for him to take a couple of big steps. Like, Diggs was a top three receiver when he was here, at least until halfway through last year. Three in the league. With these guys like CeeDee Lamb, just as good when he showed up as CeeDee Lamb is right now. And Jefferson went to the top right away, and Diggs is right there. Like, if you are trying to field a roster of pass catching tight ends, you are fielding a slow team. Pass catching tight ends are usually just slow receivers. If they can't block and can't do both, like a Kittle, or like a lot of these guys do, Kelsey to a point, right? Like Andrews, you have to be so good at pass catching to make it worth it. If you can do both, like Gronk, who is a freak at doing both, then you dictate coverages and matchups and all that stuff. But like, just Davidson, what does he give them? A slow, tall receiver. That's what he is a slow, tall receiver.
Reading about Davidson right now, in his college career, he had 51 receptions and 137 punts.
He was a punter.
He transitioned to tight end later, where he did both. If he can do both, now I'm really intrigued. If he can be my punter and my fourth tight end and catch a few balls, now I'm intrigued.
Sal tweets, regarding the Tyrell Shavers release, the Bills may be just keeping five receivers since Hardy appears to have won the return job, Daquan Hardy. Maybe Hamler worked his way into the 53 as punt return insurance, but I've said the last couple weeks, Justin Shorter was making a late push. Wonder if it was enough.
He was also a fifth-round draft pick a year ago. Not to say that I've seen anything that makes me optimistic that anything's going to realize there, but I don't know. Did they think about Shakir last year for this? Shakir, who did almost nothing in his rookie season. He was at least on the field, I guess, though. And then year two, they kept him. When he had a bad training camp, they kept him, and they got paid off for it. So I don't know, are they just betting on, hey, we drafted this guy because of traits, and we have never really seen him even in the preseason much with a quarterback that can get him the football, so let's just let's cross our fingers and hope that the guy we drafted can actually be something.
If they bring Isaiah Hodgins back, there's a time I really wanted them to keep Isaiah Hodgins, and they didn't. Which would have been like 2 years ago when he left for nothing.
Yeah.
They needed help at receiver. And there was a time where Isaiah Hodgins was outproducing Gabe Davis. Davis was on this team, and Isaiah Hodgins was in New York with the Giants and outproducing Gabe.
Yeah.
Like, they needed, if they get Hodgins, that's probably an upgrade over whoever they just cut, like over Tyrell Shavers. But they also could use a time machine and use him the last 2 years. He played for the Giants. He caught touchdowns for the Giants. Did he lead them in touchdowns the last 2 years?
2 years ago, he was the guy for them.
Then he got passed?
Last year, yeah. He played all 17 games, 33 targets, 3 touchdowns. Like, he kind of got outranked as the season went on last year.
Joe on a cell phone. Hey, Joe, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Hey, listen, I'm going to make a couple statements here and get your opinions. But Jeremy, I got a question for you, bud.
I'm ready.
Real quick. I think a lot of Bills fans are using their hearts, not their heads. And the reason why I'm saying that is because the markets are reflecting a big drop in win totals. They opened at 11.5. I believe they're down to 10.5 now. And my kind of statement here is this. How do you go into a season getting rid of a receiver? I get it. Diggs was, you know, on his way down. But really not have a plan. Was there something in the works maybe that fell through and now we're in like the oops? What are we going to do now? And then I guess my question for you, Jeremy, I guess I've got to guess. What would have to happen for McDermott to be relieved? Because the way that the win totals are trending, they're not saying the Bills are going to win more than 9 games this year. And I'll leave it and listen.
Yeah. Thanks, Joe. I think there's – it's funny. Like, whenever I was out at the Sabres alumni golf tournament, and Daryl Shannon there, one of the Sabres alumni, asked him – like, I ask everybody, like, so what do you think of the Bills this year? And, you know, I get the same response to a lot of people. Like, you could say win totals if you want. You could also say like this. Just I'm out and about. People ask me, what do you think of the Bills? And I'll give them my thought. Like, what do you think? And you know what response I get every time when I ask about the Bills this year?
Hmm.
A half shrug. Yeah. And that doesn't mean they're going to be 7-10. It just means I feel like there's a little less confidence in what their results will be. And that doesn't mean they're going to be terrible. But there's a lot of wondering about if they can do it on offense. And we're sitting here talking about Zach Davidson making the team, which I don't know how likely that is if they make an offense out of all tight ends and running backs, as a previous caller said. Like, just, you know, they're going to not use the sidelines at all. They're going to be a middle-of-the-field team all year. If that works, then great.
I would hope that it would be more of a game of who do you think you're more likely to lose? Do they think Davidson, who led them in receiving this preseason and is 6'7", is going to get claimed by somebody else? Do they even maybe know that he would get poached by somebody else versus, hey, KJ Hamler, Andy Isabella, Tyrell Shavers,
but
we can elevate them game to game to game and put — that's what happened with Isabella. Isabella played games for the Bills last year. He was never on the active roster once.
The problem here is, and this is not a problem, the spirit of what you're asking is none of this matters. What matters is having great players.
Like, who's — could David — what I'm wondering, right, where great players is what really matters.
What matters is having great players.
Davidson could be inactive week one and be on the active roster. Hamler could be on the practice squad and be active.
Right.
You could have it work that way.
And having one of those guys over the other really doesn't make any difference. It doesn't matter. We love to talk about depth. We love to talk about the 53rd man and the 52nd man. But who wins Super Bowls? Your top eight guys will matter the most.
Right.
I mentioned to you earlier, so you want to talk win totals and gambling lines, you can do that. You want to talk about expectations, you can do that.
The Bills are no longer the favorite to win the AFC East. That happened while you were gone.
That's fine. They're ultimately going to play the games, and if they win, the Bills get credit, McDermott gets credit, Allen gets credit, that's great, we're all happy. I'm happy, you're happy. One other way to look at it, and this matters to me, the NFL top 100 this year, the Bills had two players on it. It was Allen and Dawkins. Two. That's down from before. ESPN has done a NFL top 100 for this coming season. Here are who we think will be the 100 best players in the NFL this year.
Mm-hmm.
How many players are on the list for the Bills?
Two.
One.
Less.
Josh Allen. That's it.
Yep.
That doesn't mean that that's what's going to happen, but the Bills have fewer elite players walking into the year. If we come out of the year and they have six, I'm going to tell you they won 14 games. Because great players win. The Chiefs, you know, you can call all you want about how they do it without a top receiver. Their tight end and their defensive tackle, they have three of the top eight players in the league every year.
They had two star corners on top of it. If you want, I don't know if they made the top 100 list, but maybe one of them did. Did Snead?
I think so.
McDuffie.
You'll need to find your great players, and it's like that's not going to change. If they find a great tight end, great.
Justin Shorter released by the Bills.
Okay,
according to Jeremy Fowler.
Justin Shorter. There goes that.
It's never really happened. Just never really saw it. The traits, right? So that leaves receivers they have not released, to my knowledge. I think Hamler, other than the top five, right? Am I including Marquez Valdes-Scantling's top five? The only other name that we haven't seen, I think, at receiver that they haven't cut is Deion Kane and KJ Hamler.
And Deion Kane had
Andy Isabella, too.
And Deion Kane had a big Saturday.
He had a big Saturday. Hamler, like Sal pointed this out, like maybe he's their practice squad insurance, or punt return insurance. I think he's just kind of their backup everything. I feel like he's their Samuel backup. I feel like he's kind of their Shakir backup, and I feel like he's their punt returner backup. He's their Isaiah McKenzie right now. He gadget plays, and I mean, if Shakir went down tomorrow, which, knock on wood, that doesn't happen. If Shakir went down tomorrow, who's going in? You're either changing somebody's role to fill in for him, or it's KJ Hamler.
Yeah. Good question tweeted in from Faith. Has Isabella been in the league long enough to bypass waivers? Yes, 4 years, right?
Yeah.
He's played 4 years. So if he were to be let go, there's no waivers.
He'd be cut.
You could bring him back to the practice squad. Nobody would claim him. He could go sign somewhere.
Right.
But he might think this is his best opportunity.
I would think it is.
Sorry, he's been in the league 5 years because last year's Bills season doesn't count.
Because he was never on.
He then didn't play. He didn't get a catch.
He was on the field, though.
Was he? Okay, ESPN does not have him as playing in a game for the Bills last year.
Yeah, you know, he was certainly active for... Yeah, here we go. He was active for two regular season games, and then he played in the playoff game. His only target of the year came in the playoff game against Pittsburgh.
All right. Mark in Florida. Hey, Mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. It's starting to sound a little depressing when we're talking about these guys I've never heard of being on our roster. But anyways, I was just sort of wondering, like, without any real Pro Bowl players on this team, where's our talent level stack up with everybody else? I mean, I'm curious. Do we have a Pro Bowler on our team this year at all, besides maybe Josh?
They might, because the Pro Bowl is also very... Like, Geno Smith is a two-time Pro Bowler. Like, a Pro Bowl is...
All AFC.
Or All-Pro, okay. Sure.
Because All-Pro is different. Like, to me, like, when we talk about the Bills' talent level, we're talking more like about elite players, top-level players. I don't think they have many elite players at all, other than Josh Allen. Do they have good players?
Yeah.
I think they have a bunch of guys that are pretty good.
Yep. I agree with that.
Like, I don't think they have a horrible roster. I think they have a good group of players that you're left wanting for a few of them to be great. Ed Oliver is a good player. Is he one of the top defensive tackles in the league? He might not quite be at that point. Is Greg Rousseau a good defensive end? Sure. Is he an elite defensive end? He is not.
Same with Kincaid. He's a really good pass catcher. Right now he's not an elite tight end.
I feel like even Dawkins is a little bit of that. Dawkins is a very good left tackle. Is he Trent Williams, like, in the conversation as one of the best in football? Probably not. They have a bunch of really good players that, you know, and they don't really have anybody other than their quarterback that is elite. But, I mean, that's the position you'd want the one guy to be elite at.
And again,
which is why it could work.
I always want to say it. A year from now, the answer could be six because Mike Edwards blossomed into this defense and Christian Benford had a great season.
Bernard.
And Terrell Bernard and Keon Coleman or Curtis Samuel. Like, we are, it's just a year. It's why I said, like, when I ask people how they think about the Bills, there's the half shrug. They are not the same product they've been the last couple seasons. And this group has to prove what the previous group proved again and again and again and again. Four straight AFC East titles. A lot of that team is gone now. And it's a lot of new faces, same coach, same quarterback, a lot of new pieces. 803-0550. I'm ready to play the Jordan Matthews game. I've been teasing it for a while.
The Jordan Matthews game is inspired by Saturday when all of us, I think, collectively at the same time went, wait a minute, that Jordan Matthews?
Yeah.
Still in the NFL.
I did
playing tight end.
Joe, when I saw it was Jordan Matthews, I Googled it to see if there was a different Jordan Matthews.
And then you found that
it was that guy.
And he hasn't really even played in the league in 5 years, but he's still somehow going. So Jordan Matthews. The Jordan Matthews game, I'm going to give you a player that you probably didn't know was still in the NFL, and you're going to tell me what team he plays for. It's kind of like a spin on who he play for that they do on Inside the NBA. If you get two of these right, I'll be impressed.
Okay.
The goal is for you to do terribly.
Is this former Bills?
Some are former Bills.
Okay.
We'll start with a former Bill. The Jordan Matthews game. Where is Ronald Darby these days? Former Bills corner Ronald Darby.
Seattle.
Where he at? Jacksonville.
Okay.
Incorrect. The Jordan Matthews game. Where is former almost Bill Zach Ertz?
This one I know. By the way, I've been the king or the ringleader of Zach Ertz was never that good.
I know. Every time he comes up, like when Kincaid would get compared to him, you were just like ready to fight.
Do you agree?
That Zach Ertz was never that good?
That
I think he was pretty good.
You asked me if I would take Kincaid being Zach Ertz, and I said no. He has to be a lot better than Zach Ertz.
I always struggle with that because I felt like I wanted to say yes to the numbers.
Ertz was a volume tight end.
Yeah, he had some... he still is a volume tight end, by the way. I got a fantasy take on him.
Is he Carolina? Where is he? I know this as evidenced by me guessing incorrectly. Washington. He's in Washington.
He is in Washington.
Told you, I knew it.
I think he's their number two receiver this year.
They have a young tight end they're going to feed.
Do you want to know how many targets he had in the last 17 games for Arizona?
8.
103.
Okay.
He's not had a year yet where he wasn't tracking to 100 targets.
Everyone just likes to throw him the ball.
Right. All right, so Zach Ertz is in Washington. Where is Isaiah McKenzie?
Ooh, not Indianapolis.
He got kicked off of Indianapolis, I think, last year. Where's Isaiah McKenzie?
Is he with the Giants?
He's with the Giants. Maybe making the team over Isaiah Hodgins. All right, next up. Where is Martavis Bryant? Former Steeler receiver 8 years ago, is making an NFL comeback for
Martavis Bryant.
How many people are learning right now Martavis Bryant is back in the National
Football
League?
How many people even know who Martavis Bryant was?
Yeah, it's been so long. He had like one big year. So.
Let's go with the Rams.
Washington, again. Where is players still in the league? You might not have known we're still in the league. Where is let's do this one instead. Where's Mercedes Lewis?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
No idea.
Who I think is about to set the record for most seasons played at tight end in NFL history.
Absolutely no clue.
Chicago. Back in the NFC North. Finally, where is former Bills receiver Deonte Hardy? The last Bills punt return touchdown. Where's Deonte Hardy at?
He is in Cleveland.
Baltimore. Deonte Hardy is in Baltimore. You got one right. Congratulations.
I was close.
Were you close?
Yeah. Baltimore used to be Cleveland.
Okay.
That's close.
The Browns used to be the Ravens. Wait.
The Ravens used to be
Ravens
the Browns.
Used to be the Browns. Other way around.
Yeah.
Jamal Adams also still in the league, by the way. Could have given you him. Tennessee.
Sal Capaccio is here in the building. Should we ask Sal to come in and tell me that they're not keeping Zach Davidson instead of a receiver? I'm going to need to hear that.
Or that they're going to list him at wide receiver?
I'm going to need to hear that.
I mean,
I don't want this team to turn into Navy.
They also could keep Zach Davidson and cut Quentin Morris, couldn't they?
True.
They're not going to be Navy.
Are you sure?
They can't. Their quarterback is too good to run the ball as much as some people are afraid they're going to run the ball. That's what I believe. Their quarterback is too good.
He won't let them. That's the genesis of all of this. I think the quarterback is unbelievable, and I feel like they should get him the fastest, most amazing, incredible separators in the league.
I agree.
Not like, you know, big boundary slow guys.
Which is...
Or boundary fast guys that can't catch or struggle to catch. Anyway, it's all going to be fine. It's all going to be fine.
You just need games.
That's right.
We are 9 days away from the opener.
This is the part...
Not the Bills opener. Sorry. Nine days away from...
This is the part of the season where...
Ravens.
We're all just like in a room, in an echo chamber with ourselves. Like, what do you think? Is it going to be okay? I don't know. And then they play against the Cardinals. When do you want to start talking about whether or not the Cardinals game is a must win? Want to do that tomorrow?
The Cardinals game is a must win? No.
I just want to say...
It might be, actually.
If they lose to the Cardinals, what do you think Howard picks the Bills is going to look like? 6-11?
No.
If they lose to the Cardinals.
It's not 6-11.
The Cardinals is their third easiest game. It's home.
The Cardinals aren't that bad, though. Right?
Compare them to the rest of the teams the Bills play. If I asked you to reverse Bill's opponent power rankings, they would come in second from the bottom, third from the bottom. It would be New England, Tennessee, and then you'd pick Arizona. Seattle, the Rams.
I might. Indy,
okay.
That might be close. Yeah, you might be right. They lost week one a couple years ago, and they were fine. To Pittsburgh. They lost to Pittsburgh in week one with a block punt.
That's true.
A block punt. Tomlin, always pulling the clover.
Joe, I'm emotional today, all right? My first day back in a couple of days.
You're just emotional because they cut your favorite training camp receiver.
My only hope
Tyrell Shavers.
Of like, hey, you know what? Maybe they got a diamond in the rough. They're like, actually, he's not. He's cut too.
You're going to win your bet. Because they're only going to keep five, and it's going to be the five and then Claypool.
They're going to keep Claypool?
Well, they're not keeping Claypool, but you bet Claypool would be one of them.
All right.
Kendrick Bourne to the pup list. Still missed the first four games. Not a big news item there, but that's in from New England. All right.
803-0550. We're having a good time, everybody. That's what we're doing, is we're having fun.
I'm ready for like a big surprise cut.
Trade for Ayuk. I'm ready for a trade for Ayuk because they are Ayuk away from being the team we want them to be.
But I want them to trade for Ayuk too, but I've been searching for somebody to tell me how they do it.
I know. Can't really do it because of the cap.
But Brandon Bean even told us, right? He told us at training camp, hey, that number at SpotTrack, it's not quite exactly what you think it is. So maybe he's got ways to get him in that we didn't foresee in the...
Hey, if he does that, you can post all the Bean sunglasses pictures you want.
By the way, very, very quickly before we hit a break because we're late, did you see this from the Niners? Tim Kawakimi, who covers the Niners for the Athletic.
Yeah.
Someone asked him yesterday, like, why is it a coincidence that two of the top three players on the Niners remain holdouts? And Tim wrote, who covers the Niners for the Athletic, I speculated the Niners didn't like getting whopped by Bosa in negotiations last year. Niners negotiators want wins this cycle. They're not even looking for fair deals. They're looking to come off as winners.
Good luck.
Which is probably a good reason why those two players still remain here on August 27th without contracts. So I'm not expecting anything to happen with Ayuk. I think he's just going to sit there for a while.
803-0550. We'll get a break in. More your calls. Keep tracking cuts. Who else gets cut? Who else gets pupped? IR'd. It's a great day for those of you that love transactions and paperwork.
I have a great stat of the day also when we come back.
All right, we'll get another stat of the day in too.
Bird in motion, pitch play to the right. Working off a block, finding the end zone as he lunges over the goal line for a 5-yard touchdown run. Just like his papa. Frank Gore Jr. into the end zone for the touchdown.
Frank Gore Jr. leading the Bills in rushing on Saturday. I do not expect him to make the team today. I don't think many do. But here's a stat of the day from the Dan Le Batard show. It's kind of it's more of a LeBron stat, I guess, than a Frank Gore stat. LeBron James, when Frank Gore entered the league, Frank Gore Sr. entered the league.
Okay.
Averaged 27.2 points per game. LeBron James, when Frank Gore Jr. entered the NFL, 25.7 points per game.
Trending down, Joe.
Yeah. 0.1 per year. Trending down.
One thing that happened, there's this new thing regarding the stadium. You can invest in the new stadium through Bills bonds. You can buy a bond.
Uh-huh.
Fans can buy bonds, at least $5,000 to buy a bond.
Okay.
And you'll have a story to tell how you helped pay for the Bills stadium. Can I do anything else for you? You mean to work there too? Listen, bonds are a little different than like a PSL.
I was gonna say, you get and different a return than, at some point, right?
So yeah, there's a little bit about that that's up in the air. Erie County Comptroller Kevin Hardwick. On this, speaking with, I heard him on WBEN earlier this week as well. The way that it will work is, you know, there are risks to buying municipal bonds.
Uh-huh.
But the return is yet to be determined. We don't know yet.
Okay.
Once they are sold, you'll have a rate.
Okay, so you're right. You're not... Yes. They're not already offering these, right?
No.
They wouldn't be asking for $5,000 for bonds, and then just you give them the $5,000, and they go, all right, well, we'll let you know. We'll let you know what you're going to get back. Because that can't possibly be the case.
Yeah, so you buy a bond, and you can make money off it over the life of the bond. It's something we've never offered before. That's from the county executive.
Yep.
25 or 30 years to mature, and that means in 30 years you can get your money back, your $5,000 bond or more. And the final interest rates will not be decided until after the end of the order period. The date.
So that's after you would order.
Yes, you would give them $10,000, and in 30 years you can get your $10,000 back, and you do not know your rate of return in between until they're all. The order period is over.
Okay. Does this sound like an appealing idea?
To me, no. It does not sound like an appealing idea.
Yeah.
Put thousands of dollars in an investment vehicle that does not promise a rate of return until I've already given the money or till the order period is over. I don't.
Yeah. I don't know.
We've seen some new pictures of the stadium.
We have. I saw a video too from one of the who was there. One of the Buffalo News guys was maybe there.
Yeah.
From like kind of the second
deck concourse level,
and it's starting to look like a stadium.
Yep. Looks pretty cool.
At least the framing of a stadium. It's getting tall too.
How long until the opener? Less than 2 weeks. We're 9 days from the NFL opener.
9 days from the NFL opener and 12 days from the Bills opener.
All right. Very good.
Arrowhead Stadium to open things up again.
Oh, I've never seen a game there before. That'll be fun.
They have this weird lighting there. It's kind of dark, kind of, compared to other stadiums, I think.
I've told you this before. It is statistically the hardest stadium to catch a pass in at night.
Oh, right. That's right.
Tyreek Hill said it.
Mm-hmm.
Multiple. There are more drops at night at Arrowhead than any other stadium at any other time.
Yeah. I guess... Rashi Rice is definitely not getting suspended for this season. At least not right now. The Chiefs actually got asked this question the other day, and they said, yeah, we haven't heard anything from the league. So we're operating as though he's playing week one. So you're Rashi Rice, who got in the multi-car accident and left the scene, and it was like his fault. I mean, I'm sure he'll get suspended at some point because it was pretty bad. But it doesn't look like it's happening this year. At least not at the beginning of this year. It'd be tough if they came to them in the middle of the year and said, hey, he's suspended for 8 games. I think that's happened before. Kamara, maybe that happened too. So, I mean, that'd be tough, though. Could you imagine you're the Chiefs and, like, is he not their number one receiver going into the year? Target-wise, he was last year.
Yeah.
And then they get midway through and the league just says, yeah, he's gonna miss the rest of the year.
Did you see Collinsworth at all in the Patriots-Commanders game?
No. I heard one comment maybe on the play that Drake May completed a pass without a shoe.
And he said this guy's becoming a living legend.
Yes. Okay. I heard that.
Yeah.
I heard that.
He had another one.
Okay.
Joe Milton. We got a call about Joe Milton. Butch on the East Side called about the Bills, you know, kicking the tires on Joe Milton if he doesn't make the Patriots roster. Joe Milton told Chris Collinsworth that he could throw a football 95 yards.
Okay.
And Collinsworth
believed him?
He believed him and said, I think he could probably throw it 100.
Oh, my God.
Collinsworth on man. The preseason was trolling America.
Uh-huh.
And Tirico called him out on it.
Did he? Good.
Yes, because in the clip where he calls Drake May a legend,
yes,
Tirico says, stop it. He knows. He's like, come on. Chris... We're on television, man. We can have a little fun. Actually, you know what? In the preseason, they probably should do that.
Yes.
Collinsworth is at the point where, by the third preseason game, he is trolling the country.
Yep. I mean, he's doing that. What was the Tyson Bagent thing last year?
Looking back, he said that Justin Fields could learn a little something from Tyson Bagent.
But there was a Mahomes comparison in there.
There was Mahomes comparisons, too.
That's the thing he's really going to settle down.
Everybody is Mahomes.
Everybody's Mahomes. And Mahomes is... God. He's won 3 Super Bowls. I get it. I don't usually mind Collinsworth otherwise. He's fine. There are other color guys that drive me nuts. Collinsworth's fine, but he does say that that's some wild stuff. 100 yards. Come on now.
All these people that drive me nuts, I like. I think they're fine. Gene's territory. I have fun.
Brady?
I want the ability to complain about some things. We all need it.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm not an unhappy person, but I want to complain about Gene's territory.
Uh-huh.
If he went away, I would...
There'd be another one.
I wouldn't be sad. I'd like the rules analyst off the broadcast. But as long as he's there, I'm going to have my fun with it, and that's complaining.
Yep.
That's how I have fun. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Getting closer to the season. Waiting for more cuts. A little bit of a quiet period here.
Yeah, there was a receiver in Green Bay that was cut. Samari Torre was a little interesting.
Never heard of him.
Nothing. He was like a deep pull fantasy last year, but then he got overtaken by like everybody else. Bo Melton was one. And then, of course, Dontavian Wicks. Yeah, but nothing Bills sends Gunnar Britton, who was released, an offensive lineman. Who I bet they would like to put to the practice squad, as a lot of these guys were saying.
How many of those statements are just being nice? Are any of them that?
Probably a few of them.
Because
if
they're all true, then you're basically letting the media report who your entire practice squad is.
Mm-hmm. Right.
These 17 guys we'd love to bring back. The Packers cut Anders Carlson, a kicker. Time to check his numbers.
I was going to say, I immediately see Packers fans going, oh, what? He was a soccer guy, I think. Like, I think that was his first year kicking.
Yeah. Last year, he went 82%, which is he did exactly what Bass did last year.
Okay.
He missed four between 40 and 49 and two between two over 50. He was perfect inside of 40.
Okay.
Which, by the way.
Sorry, that was his first year kicking in the NFL, obviously.
Yes.
He was an older player because he got started late, but he did play plenty in college. Did kick plenty in college.
Anders Carlson. He might be the best name in the market if the Bills did want to move on from Tyler Bass, but as Sal has pointed out.
They can't.
They can't because of the cap. They've given him a big contract. So Tyler Bass is your kicker.
I don't know if this qualifies as let's get stupid, but I'm seeing like more talk like, okay, we'll see. If the Bills do this, IR, this guy, Milano, right, and his cap hit. And should the NFL have the same rule as the NHL? Where if a player's on IR, you get the cap relief?
No.
Milano cost the Bills what in cap? 12 or something? So, okay, the Bills place Matt Milano on IR. They get $12 million in cap space. Should that be a rule?
No.
Why?
Because I think NFL teams are more likely to, and the roster's so big.
Take advantage of it?
Yeah. They could be exploited more.
Okay.
And there's also, like.
Because that would give you your mechanism to trade for Brandon Ayuk.
Could he play, or could he, is he on the pop list? I mean, there's so many.
Yeah.
I mean, all this stuff. Whatever.
Well, even in the NHL, you see teams try to take advantage of it.
Yes.
Tampa. Vegas. That's what happens.
Teams that spend. A lot.
Hey, be sure to join Sal Capaccio. He'll do the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show live from Northtown Kia. 3900 Sheridan Drive in Amherst. This is going to be Thursday, September 5th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. So that'll be the day of the Ravens-Chiefs opener. Stop by, say hi, grab a Paula's Donut, score some awesome WGR swag, enter to win Buffalo Bills merchandise courtesy of Northtown. No purchase necessary. Northtown Automotive, the official automotive dealer of the Buffalo Bills. Be sure to see you on September 5th at Northtown Kia with Sal.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550. 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
Not that the Bills are going to have this guy anyway, but this Anders Carlson kicker that Green Bay had, not a big leg. So he was 82%, and I'm following Peter Bukowski from Locked On Packers, who's like tweeting out about why he's not here anymore. 54-yard field goals, he would like barely get it over the bar.
Hmm.
And that's supposed to be one of the things Bass is good at.
Big,
I don't know how
big
much,
leg.
I don't know how much confidence people have in him right now, 50 plus, but Right, big leg. Like he can, you can attempt a 62-yarder with Tyler Bass if you want, because he's got a leg that's strong enough. I just think kickers like goalies in hockey. They have down years all the time.
It is so funny how, you know, Bean has said this, how you lose shows you what you were missing or what, you know.
Yep.
He said that before. And that Chief game, they were hurt. Bass missed a kick. Diggs dropped the pass. Allen missed a throw.
Yep.
Or missed a step up. Or the offensive coordinator, you know, ran a little bit. They tried to keep Mahomes off the field. You know, what other mistakes? Sherfield drop. I don't know. There are mistakes in that game. It is wild to think, like, if Diggs doesn't catch that ball, or does, and the Bills go in and score a touchdown, or if Bass makes that kick, we can't know this, but if Mahomes gets one more possession to try to win it, either because he's losing or because it's tied and Bass has made the kick, how different is the conversation? Bass makes the kick. Is there a conversation about Tyler Bass and his season?
Probably not.
I don't think about that Bass kick ever.
Yeah, I don't either.
Other than to say every time we bring it up, when he walked on the field, I thought the game was over. They're going to lose because I think Mahomes is going to score again because that's what he does. And if Mahomes had gone down and scored again, what would the conversation have been about? Their defense? They're already going through all those changes.
Mm-hmm.
Just be really interesting. If McDermott would have caught more heat because you couldn't stop Mahomes really ever. Jordan Poyer made one big play.
Yeah. Would you take a 45-yard field goal right now to beat the Cardinals?
No.
No?
No. Why would I do that? The Bills are, what are they, favorite?
Six-point favorite.
Yeah, so would I take being down 9 points from the spread or 8 points from the spread?
Would you take a 40-yard field goal?
No.
35?
No.
No field goal at all?
No, I'll take winning by 21.
But what's his odds of making a 20-yard field goal? 98%?
Pretty good. Why am I setting that as my baseline?
Dominic Foxworth says Patrick Mahomes is the quarterback under the most pressure to win the Super Bowl this year.
Amazing.
I love NFL TV sometimes. Rodgers, Jackson, and Prescott were the other three votes by Bart Scott, Jeff Darlington, and Mike Greenberg. And Dominic Foxworth stepped to the podium and said, Patrick Mahomes.
All right.
We're not listening to it. Wouldn't his defense be what? That he's chasing Brady?
My answer is Brady is under the most pressure to beat Mahomes. That's my answer. All right. Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up. More cuts coming. Maybe some trades. Maybe some moves. We'll continue to track receiver and how things are going. No Shorter, no Shavers. Both cut. MBS is on this team. What about the injuries? All that coming up here on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.